Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you, my favorite day of the week. Saturday, May 18th. Now, tomorrow, remember, I'm doing a seminar. And I'm going to get into the microbiome. This is something you should understand. This is something your children should understand. There are waves of knowledge in science that are affecting you right now. You've got to understand what I mean by the microbiome. We changed the world. Man did. A couple of hundred years ago, as he began to understand microbes. Antibiotics, in fact, vaccines, are derivatives of that understanding. Lives have been saved. Populations have been changed. We're finding out today, because we understand DNA, that what a microbe is not what we thought. Big concept here. First big concept. When we figured out the microbe thing back in the 1850s, 1860s, Edward Jenner, the smallpox vaccine, Pasteur, we decided, the scientific community decided to tell the public that when you walk into the doctor's office and say, "Doctor, I'm sick. I think I've got an infection. There's something inside me." We decided in infectious disease a long time ago that that meant that if you said you were sick because you had that problem, we could go into your body and find a piece of blood or tissue, flesh, saliva, sweat, teardrops. Some piece of you, and we could put it on under a microscope, and we could find that bacteria or find that virus, and then we could multiply it. We could grow it in a dish, in a test tube. And then we could take it after we grew it, and we could put it in another person, an animal. In other words, there were requirements for us to believe, to be able to say, you have streptococcus, you have staphylococcus, you have HIV, you have Epstein-Barr. There was a scientist a long time ago, back, say, around the day of Edward Jenner. So this is 1800s. His name was Robert Koch, C-O-C-H. Look up the name. C-O-C-H. And Robert Koch, I think he was Scottish. He came up with the Koch postulates. Postulates. And what he said is, look, there is this thing called bacteria. And I'm telling you that before you say to your patient, he was a physician. He wasn't Scottish, he was German. He said, before you say to your patients, you've got the streptococcus bacteria, and that's why you're sick, you have to be able to extract that bacteria, grow it in a test tube or a petri dish, then take it after you grow it and give it to another animal, say. And these were collectively called the Koch's postulates, his rules, his laws. And if it didn't fit those postulates, if it didn't fit those requirements, you could not tell somebody that they had an infection. Now, this is really big. This is the way you have been treated from when you were little right up to present day and beyond. When you go to your medical doctor, when you go to your infectious disease specialist, and they're looking for disease, they're looking to be able to tell you, yes, you've got this infection. It's a parasite. It's a bacteria. It's a virus. It's a prion. It's a whatever. They've got to make sure that it fits these postulates, or they're not considered due diligence. That's the standard of care. This has been this way since the 1800s. Here's the news, guys. That has been turned upside down within the last 20 years. It isn't true anymore. It isn't true that when you got something, we're going to be able to culture it. And we have stood on that hundreds and thousands of times every day. People are told, you don't have an infection because we can't find it. We looked for it. It ain't there. And you suffer. And you go crazy. And you're told by Harvard, by Yale, by Stanford, by the best institutions known to man, that you don't got it because they can't grow it. And the truth is, this has been flipped upside down on its back quite a number of years ago. It is no longer believed. We are positive now that the majority of microbes in your body cannot be cultured. That's huge. How many people I've had that have sat across this desk with stacks of lab tests? I'm talking stacks of lab tests compiled for 20 years searching for the microbe that they themselves, the patient, is certain that they have, but that no one anywhere, nationally and internationally, can find. Starts to wear you down. Starts to make you think you're crazy. It starts to depress you. You can even be accused of being a malingerer. A malingerer. A malingerer is someone who's just making it up because they don't want to go to work. That's how bad it is. And none of it's true. And the science. Get into microbial genetics. It's what the seminar is about tomorrow. Get into understanding that if you look for those animals in your body in different ways, with new technologies, DNA sequencing, we do it every day. We are investing billions and trillions into this field, and have been for at least a decade or two. And what we're positive now is Koch's postulates are dead. Dead. That's massive. Massive to you. Corollary to that. Secondary to that is another concept. And that concept is mutation. Mutation. You have to understand mutation. if you don't understand mutation with practical significance, I didn't say some stuff you heard about in an article or some course you took in genetics. I'm talking about the functional significance, like when you're buying a cup of coffee at Starbucks. I'm talking about the functional significance of the word mutation. General Patton did. Yeah, George Patton. He understood mutation. You know why? The Patton epitaph, meaning his famous saying is, pressure makes diamonds. Great three words, isn't it? Pressure makes diamonds. Nietzsche understood it. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Mutation, my friends. We need to look at ourselves differently. We need to look at ourselves as an electromagnetic field trading around its DNA sequences under selective pressures. I implore you to listen to me right now and understand, or try to understand, what I'm saying. We're just a bunch of electromagnetic fields, divined by God, changing our nucleotide sequences, meaning resequencing our own DNA in our electromagnetic fields in response to selective pressures. Your children are under selective pressures. Future generations increasingly will be under selective pressures. Man's history has been a history of responding to pressure. The radiation from your cell phone is a pressure. The microbes that we can't find that are trying to eat us is a pressure. It is dog eat dog, my friends. I would advise you to put God on your side, but you see, that's not anything a scientist can even say. And even if that is understood, who would understand it? What's the relationship between God and DNA? See, this is the problem. We're disjunct. You go to church tomorrow. You do your prayer thing. And then the rest of the week, what does it have to do with anything? Well, theoretically, it should. In function, well, you ought to think about that one. But more than that, what does it have to do with science? What does who you pray to tomorrow have to do with science? What does it have to do with your disease? And please, I'm not talking about the wisdom required to simply say it's in God's hands. And yes, my disease can have its scientific explanations, but really it's in God's hands, and I believe that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that the very science that's taught in medical schools, that's taught in graduate programs, is filled with God. Only we don't say that, but we prove it all the time. Now, what that means, what that really means, is what I started the show to say. And that is that what's going on inside you, of microbial origin, meaning the bugs that are in there creating your physical reality, your level of health, are no longer measurable. Shockwave one. Shockwave two is that your body, if you really embrace it, is an electromagnetic field shifting its DNA sequences under the eye of God, so that you will not be deleted from the genome. Because that's what happens. We mutate or we die. And this is so relevant because have you gotten a second sense that things are changing more rapidly? I certainly have. And this takes perspective. If you don't have perspective on this, you're going to get swept away. If you don't have perspective on this, you will not have the fortitude to adapt. To adapt. I could say to mutate. Health. The health practice I encourage you to cultivate is in the interest of driving your own God-given potential to mutate. Now, I'm ahead of the culture when I say this. I'm even ahead of science when I say this. It's not the first time I've been ahead of science. More than ever, your daily task to cultivate higher levels of your health really come down to changing the rate at which you shift your nucleoside sequences. And Kimura from the 60s would disagree, and so would the founders of genetics. But this is not true. This is where we're going to go with epigenetics. Epigenetics suggests this. Suggests what? Suggests that we're more mutagenic than we ever thought. That we have more power, more capacity to shuffle around those sequences. And that's really how you have to look at your health practice. What is this? Show 418. I've been on air for 7 years now. This is show 418. All 418 shows. Were not attempts to sell herbs. They were attempts to give you an educational forum so you could understand your mutagenic potentials, your ability to change your DNA. That, in the end, will stand. In the end, you're either going to jump on that train or not. And if you don't, you're going to perish. Because the species is under increasingly rapid, intensifying selective pressures. This is why everyone's going nuts. So what do you bring to that? What wisdom do you bring to that? Because you will suffer. You are suffering. Not a politically correct thought, but nonetheless reality. And absolutely a statement of optimism that we are suffering increasingly as a population is a statement of optimism. Because if we can respect the fact that we're finding out our mutagenic potentials, our ability to induce our own nucleotide shifts, then in fact, that is a statement of optimism. And I suggest you embrace it, because then you're finding optimism in the truth. Otherwise, go hide under a rock. Those selective pressures are going to find you. I'm going to do a seminar tomorrow. If you have any good sense, you should come. Call my office, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Don't ask my staff a million questions on what the seminar is about. I'm doing a 30-minute show today on what the seminar is about. It's $150. It's worth $150 million. Because if you can embrace this, you can begin the process through which you can become like the Rock of Gibraltar under the selective storm of the future. Tomorrow's seminar is about the microbiome. All that means is that unknown to us is the emerging reality that there are 10 times the number of microbes on and in and around our bodies as we have cells. And that we should think of ourselves as one gigantic pool of genes. Genes, as in genetics, genes. One pool of DNA. One pool of chromosomes. That in fact, we are not just us. Us has evolved with the microbes inside us and onside us and beside us. And that has implications. Because if you're not willing to know who they are, what they do, and how to feed them, so that they can feed you, you are screwed. You will perish. You will spend thousands of dollars at thousands of medical institutions looking for thousands of answers to be told, we can't find anything. We looked. It must be in your head, Mrs. Smith. And that is what you've been told. I wrote the introduction to this show. No, I mean my little jingle, the song at the beginning of the show. I wrote that 7 years ago. And one of the foundations has been God's children perish. Not for lack of faith, but for lack of knowledge. You've been lied to and scammed to that you can have health without being educated to your health. The medical community, and unfortunately, the holistic community, in my opinion, has not encouraged you to really understand what you're made of. To put that understanding on the A list, not on the C list or the D list. This isn't about manicuring your nails. It's not about canceling your tea party. It's about putting this knowledge on the A list, like up there with the rent and food. Because if you're really smart and you do the math, what comes back to you when you put the time and the energy in to understand what makes you do what you do, if you put the education in, it comes back to you 10 times. Mutation defines us. Mutation in response to the groups of microorganisms inside us and around us defines our ability to cure our cancers, to resist our cancers, or to die of our cancers. Our Parkinson's, our Alzheimer's, our autoimmune diseases, just our simple low back pains, our impotence, our infertility, our tooth decay. There is nothing that we call us, nothing under the dome of health, that is not in deep reciprocity, in deep integration, in deep brotherhood with the groups of microbes around us, inside us, on our skin, in our intestines, in our organs, around our organs. There is no piece of us that is not playing music, hopefully in harmony and not cacophony, to the microbes we've evolved with. You need to understand that. 714-850-1007. Call that number. I welcome you to the seminar. I've got a wonderful hotel selected. Perfect accommodations. But don't call and ask details about what I'm going to be talking about, because we're going to hang up on you. Because I'm spending 30 minutes explaining it. and get on the computer today. StraightTalk.cc, not .com, .cc. Get on the computer. Listen to this show again. This show is the product of a lot of work. Personal work, my work. A lot of suffering. My suffering. To understand these things. And it's only the beginning. We're going to use DNA sequencing increasingly. We're going to find out who these microbes are, what they do, how they've served us for hundreds and thousands of years, how they'll continue to serve us, how they'll be along long after we're not. And increasingly we're going to learn to feed them through our health habits, to feed them so that they can feed us, so that they can help mutate us to higher levels of experience and bring us closer to God. 714-850-1007. If this show hasn't moved you, check your heart rate. See you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.